Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to a somewhat overdue episode 135 of the Big Boo Cast. We're so glad you're here. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to catch up a little bit. We're going to talk about some college baseball excitement that we've both experienced recently. We're going to talk about that wall that Melanie and Caroline painted in Caroline's room with all the leaves. We're going to dig into that a little bit. And we're going to hear about a very exciting development in Melanie's skincare routine. If your reaction is anything like mine was, you're going to be on the edge of your seats for this one. Before we get started with all of that, though, I want to tell you about something that is so meaningful to Melanie and to me, something that's so special to both of us, and that is the Going Beyond simulcast on April 6th, 2019. The Going Beyond simulcast features amazing Bible teaching with Priscilla Shire, who, by the way, is one of the most incredible Bible teachers of our generation, in my opinion, along with worship led by Priscilla's brother, Anthony Evans, who's just a phenomenal, humble worship leader. And in order to participate in this event, normally you might feel like you have to get in your car and you have to drive somewhere and you have to park and you have to walk in. This simulcast is actually online, so all you need is a computer, an internet connection, and a space to watch. If you are hosting a small group, well, you just put on a pot of coffee and grab yourself some crackers or some cookies and your friends. There's minimal setup involved. All the support you need will be provided by Lifeway. And if you are busy on April 6th, if you think, well, I would love to do this, but that date does not really work for me, you can actually watch the simulcast anytime you'd like to for 30 days afterwards. So there's some flexibility if your schedule is a little packed or you are in it right now with some baseball or some softball or some form of youth sport in your family. So, y'all, this is just $20 per person to participate. You can get more information if you are interested at lifeway.com/GB simulcast. That's lifeway.com/GB simulcast. And if you look at all that information and you think, you know what? I think I'm on board. I think I would like to spend some time with Priscilla and with Anthony, and I would like to sit under that Bible teaching, and I would like some time to prioritize worship right here in my own home. Well, you can use the promo code BIGBOO and get 20% off of your registration. So again, that's lifeway.com/GB simulcast and use the promo code BIGBOO for 20% off your registration. Alrighty, y'all, how about it? Here we go with episode 135. As always, we're so happy you're here with us. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have a lot to talk about. We've decided we have a lot to talk about.
We do. I've actually been keeping notes on my phone of various things.
I'm so happy. By all means, pull up those notes because I have not been keeping notes on my phone.
I'm looking for them right now. I can't currently find them, but I knew that I have them. Okay. So
it's just been a little bit because we had, I can't remember. Well, Caroline hurt her foot. And yes. So there was a lot, you had a week of kind of trying to get that all situated with doctors and whatnot.
We did.
And then last week, you were on spring break.
Yes.
So, and we'll get into all that. Yes. I feel certain.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's been a little bit of, trying to find a time.
Yeah, it's been hard to coordinate our time. I feel like spring gets so busy, and it's weird because in some ways, because Caroline is hurt right now, I thought I was going to have two soccer games and a track meet a week, and so I don't have that component, but I am on this book deadline, and so that is that, and then it was spring break, and then we did have all the doctor's appointments, which was an x-ray and an MRI and all that stuff that goes along with that, and then there's a lot of calling about all of that, because you know, when you were a we have that MediShare is our insurance. And so when you go to get an MRI and you call one place and you're like, what's your cash price? And they're like $1,500. You think, you know what? I think I'm going to call around to some other places.
Right.
I'm going to get some other quotes. And so I will say we ended up getting an MRI for about $250. So I can't explain the price discrepancy between a $1,500 MRI and a $250 MRI, but I'm just saying it pays to make some phone calls.
Right. Well, you probably, you may have had an office that likes to deal primarily in traditional insurance methods.
Exactly.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that are a little bit more, a little bit more freewheeling.
Exactly.
In terms of, or accommodating maybe is a better word.
They did not care that I was ready to pay cash money that day.
Nothing. That's right. I know, you know, I went to, well, you know that I went to the doctor this morning.
Yes. Yes.
And I thought about all of these things as I had to update my information with the doctor and all that kind of stuff. And, golly, it's just, I cannot imagine being an individual who works in any area of healthcare with all the things, the insurance and the co-pays and the labyrinth of paperwork and the regulations and all that. I think I would be in a corner in tears after approximately 16 minutes on the job.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I think it is a hard job and I think it's a thankless job a lot of times. And I think there's so much paperwork and so many things to figure out that it's kind of a nightmare. So I wouldn't want to do it. Well, and I was sitting, so in one of our offices, one of the days we had to go get an x-ray first. And the place where we went to go get the x-ray also does have an MRI machine, which I will say getting Caroline an x-ray was significantly less expensive than when we had gotten Mabel x-rayed earlier. So that's a whole other thing.
Oh,
I don't know goodness. Why Mabel's x-rays cost in the hundreds of dollars. Caroline's x-ray cost 60. So I was like, I don't know what this says about our whole healthcare system. But anyway, but I was sitting in the waiting room and Caroline was back in the room getting her x-ray. And this older lady came in and she had, you could tell she couldn't see. She had some sort of visual impairment, but she had a cane and she was making her way and I was watching her and she went to sit and she was about to hit her head on this like shelf that she couldn't see. And so I said, ma'am, there's a shelf right there. I said, let me help you. And so I kind of put her in the next seat and she said, okay. She said, can you help me look for my, I can't find my driver's license. Will you help me look for it? And bless her heart, she pulled out like a whole pocket full of cards that were like a Blockbuster card and a Jimmy John's discount card.
Bless her.
And
yes.
Everything except for her driver's license. And I said, ma'am, I don't see your driver's license here. And I said, would it be anywhere else? And she said, and then I knew something was off because then she said, hey, is the kitchen in this house really nice?
Bless her.
I know. And so then I had to go up to the front desk and I said, hey, I think she may need some help. So, but it's just so all what I'm saying is all that's a lot to deal with because then you're having this situation to deal with on top of everybody calling about their x-rays and MRIs and everything else.
Yes. Bless her heart.
I know. I felt mad.
I hope they found it. I hope she found her driver's license.
I hope she did too. I don't know. We were gone by the time all that happened. So
Okay. So what was on the list on your phone?
Well, I'm looking at it now. It feels real. I'm going to tell you, it's real disjointed. I know that is going to surprise you.
Okay. I like disjointed.
The first thing that I wanted to mention, I'm going to tell you what I have on here. Sonia's caftan. That's what I have. I do know that is from Real Housewives of New York because 2 weeks ago on the episode, Sonia Morgan was wearing a caftan and I have the exact same one.
You did? Where'd you get it?
On Amazon for like $13 or something. Maybe not 13, but like $20. I don't think it was the same one, but I clearly have a knockoff of whatever Sonia Morgan had on. And I was so tickled by that.
Was this the one she was wearing when Ramona came over and she pulled up her Spanx right before she opened the door?
Yes. I don't wear mine with Spanx, but yes, it was like kind of that geometric print with the blue and the yellow and all that. I bought that same one off of last summer during my summer of the caftan. I bought it off of Amazon.
What a glorious summer it was, the summer of the caftan. I'm going to pull mine back out. Look at the couple that I got last summer. I have a black one and a gray one, and they're going to go back in the rotation when it's warm. They for sure are.
Yeah. I mean, that was I feel like every summer for the rest of my life now will be the summer of the caftan.
I mean, why wouldn't you? It's easy.
It's easy and it's cool and it's comfortable and it doesn't require much thought.
Okay. Well, so speaking of, we're in what I like to think of as really we're living our best life with Real Housewives right now. And again, listen, it's a train wreck.
It is.
We're not condoning the behavior of the people who participate in these shows.
No.
We're just saying that vicariously, it does help us relieve some stress to focus on other people's troubles
for a
brief period of time. So right now we're wrapping up Real Housewives of Atlanta. That'll be over soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New York going on at the same time, which are my two favorite.
Yep.
So that means when I pull up the DVR listings and I see those two, it makes me like, I'm so happy, but I have to wait until I'm alone to watch, but I love both of them.
They're so good. And I can't get over it. Now I will say Real House of Beverly Hills by this week. Have you watched this week's episodes? I guess that would have been last night.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch it last night.
I'm like, look, we know something went down with the dog. We get it. Like, can we stop? We get it. Dorit gave the dog away. Somewhere Lisa and Teddy were scheming to make sure everybody knew Dorit gave the dog away. The whole thing was a mess. But I've never seen grown adult women make such a to-do over nothing. I'm like, okay, let's move on. Let's talk about, I want to talk about what Kyle is doing to her skin because it looks incredible. Right. Let's focus on that. I want to see some beauty treatments. Yeah. I want to see y'all have some cocktail parties at some fabulous locations. I want to see you travel. Mm-hmm. But I'm tired of talking about the dog. I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm. I would like an in-depth tour of Kyle's new house, please. I would like to hear the philosophies and see the processes where she decorated. That's where my interest lies. I'm sorry about the dog, but we've had, four episodes about the dog?
Yes.
It's enough.
It's enough. We get it. It was all somewhere. Lisa Vanderpump maneuvered and schemed, and Teddy got caught in the middle, and she wasn't innocent either, and whatever. But I'm like, move on, people. You all have more money than God. Like, live your best life. Like, stop. It's exhausting. So I'm ready to see. I don't know. But then I will tell you, they got me because Kyle loves her kids. And so I so relate.
Yes, she does.
Kyle and I are almost the same, but in so many ways. But I really relate to how much she loves her family and her kids. I mean, that always gets me. And so when she dropped her, I guess it's her second to youngest off at college, and they were all crying, I started crying too. It really, because now that we're getting so close to that, I'm like, this could put me in the bed for weeks if I sit and think about it too much. It just killed me for her.
Well, you know, David, I've said it to you. I don't know if I've said it on here that now that as part of my job, I'm with a lot of the kids from Alex's grade, a lot of my day, every day. David says that when he graduates and they graduate, that he's going to have to send me away for a while.
Yeah.
Like that it's not going to be breezy. It's what I'm going to tell you when they all go.
No, it's going to be, and it was funny. So this past weekend, we went to A&M at the end of our spring break. We went to College Station and the Aggies were playing Vanderbilt, who we beat 2 out of 3 of games, by the way.
Yes,
and
you did.
They were the number one team in the nation.
And I will tell you this, we're going to see Mississippi State play Samford tonight. They're here playing baseball. And I took Alex and some friends to Starkville, the weekend before y'all went to go watch Mississippi State play.
Mm-hmm.
And so based on all that, let's just acknowledge college baseball is the best thing going. It's the best thing going.
It makes me so happy. Like
me too.
I love it so much. I love being out there. I love the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I love the whole thing. Now, Friday night we got into town and they had sent out like a message alert to the fans to let us know that the plumbing wasn't working at Olson Field because there had been a water main break. So they were bringing in portable toilets and there would only be packaged concession food. And so Gully and I, along with Honey, opted to skip Friday night's game.
Yes. Yes.
Because as much as I love a sporting event, love portable toilet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't do it. So we didn't. And plus it was cold. And so I was like, I can't do that whole thing. So we sent the kids and we went and had a lovely dinner. But Saturday we went and the weather was beautiful. It was perfect. But the thing is it was so surreal. Caroline came home Friday night from the game. And then she was like this Saturday where she was like, I'm ready to be at school here tomorrow. Like, I'm ready to go tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, she was so excited. She was like, the boys are so cute. Baseball is so fun. This is so great. This whole thing. I mean, she was living her best life. And it's such a weird, like, this was the first time I told Perry, it's the first time we've been back where it feels really real to me that she is about to, hopefully, God willing, be there. And you look around and go, oh, she looks like she could be one of them right now. Like, you know, she could, I don't know. It was very strange. And I'm excited about that, but it's also it's strange to go, oh, this really is about to be our life.
Yeah, it is. It is. I thought so many times when we were there a couple of weeks ago, how surreal it all is. But I also thought as we were at the game on Sunday, and I was sitting in the seat watching the game, the boys were to my left, and I was like, Lord, I don't know what it is about this whole situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about the seat, the sun, the sky, the diamond on the field, the chant, like everything in it. It is more than anything else. It is instant relaxation for me. Like it is instant. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot wait to get out there tonight and watch that ball game. Like, it's so delightful.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's so great.
I'm so happy it's time.
Yeah. And it's so, like, Gully and I did laugh because Saturday's game. So going into the eighth inning, we were down 7-2. And so, and you know, I tend to be, I don't want to say a pessimist. I tend to be a sports realist. And our bats, our offense has been struggling. Like, our batting has not been the best. This season, we've struggled at the plate a little bit. And so when you're down by 5 runs, and I think two different innings we had left, like the bases loaded, like we'd left men on base. And I thought, I don't know that I feel good about this 7-2 situation. So I was kind of resigned to it. I was like, yeah, it is what it is. It's been a lovely day at the ballpark. Well, then they come back and tie it up. Well, then you know how that goes. All of a sudden you go from like, I'm breezy to like, where I'm like, sweating bullets, like you're so worked up. And Gully and I looked at each other. She goes, every time these Aggies get us, every time. And I was like, that's it. Because I went from like not really caring, like, it is what it is. We're losing to the number one team in the nation. It's fine. To like being so deeply invested in it that I couldn't even breathe.
Oh, it's the best.
It is the best. It's the best.
I love it so much. And I believe the Aggies play in Starkville this year. They play in Starkville. I can't remember the weekend.
Oh, you do? I thought we were in College Station. I think it's the first weekend in May. I don't know that for sure, but I feel like we were looking at the calendar and we were like, oh, that's Mississippi State. So, yeah.
No,
so
you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're exactly right. We are in College Station.
Yeah, I just know that because we happened to look up May 3rd, because that was the other thing is Gully was looking for a weekend to take Jackson or a time to take Jackson for his official tour because, you know, he'll be a senior next year.
That's right.
I know.
That's so weird.
So weird. Yeah, it's so weird. So anyway, so that's that.
College baseball, everyone. I highly recommend it.
I know. It's a great way to spend your time.
Okay, so the other thing that y'all did spring break, besides going to College Station, is y'all painted a mural.
Yes, we did.
And you penciled in Caroline's bedroom.
Yes, we did. I wrote a whole blog post about it today that we can link to for those who haven't seen it. I am going to tell you that it is perhaps someday somebody will say, hey, didn't you one time write 7 books? And I'll say, yes, I did. But you know what else I did? I stenciled a wall in my daughter's bedroom. And that was my greatest accomplishment. Like I can't even tell you. And you know me. Like by the time that thing was over, I had the tiniest little paintbrush and I was touching up like the little green parts of the leaf. It brings out something in me that is not healthy. But I will say, so I laughed because we talked about it on, I guess it was the last podcast and I mentioned it. I think I got more messages from people begging me not to do that and suggesting wallpaper to me than like anything I've ever done. It was like I had said, hey, I've decided everybody that I'm going to do drugs. And people were like, no, please don't. Like, please, this is the worst idea. Like, here's wallpaper, here's whatever. And I'm aware that there's wallpaper. I know that. But the thing was, is we ended up doing this. Like, I think it was less than, I don't want to do the math, but it was less than a third of the cost of what wallpaper in that wall would have been.
Right. No doubt.
So, because that was going to be really pricey. And I didn't want to spend that on wallpaper.
I get that. Wallpaper thinks a lot of itself. Wallpaper is really fond of itself. It does not undervalue itself. No. It's very confident. Yeah.
Well, and
is.
When you do a pattern like that, and that her wall, the wall we did is broken up by two closets. So the when I had the guy come and give us the bid on the wallpaper, he was like, you're going to need to buy like so much more than what you're going to be able to use just to get the pattern to line up on this wall. And so... So it was that whole thing where I was going to be buying all these rolls of wallpaper. It was for this one wall. They were going to have to do the whole wall. And then, you know, once you do wallpaper, it's kind of done. It's not like you can just decide you've got to rip it off and then the wall would have to be retextured and all that stuff. So anyway, we decided to paint. It was a labor of love. And now that it's over, like I do, I'm so pleased with it. Like, I think it looks so good. But in the moment of doing it, like we put that first stencil up on the wall and I thought, I can't believe we're going to have to do this like 78 more times. I mean, it was so tedious, but we survived it and it was all good. And I think it helped that the stencil that we used, Caroline helped me with as much as she could. But then of course we get up to the high up part and she's got a boot on her foot. And so she can't get up on the stepladder. So then she just sat in her beanbag chair and she's like, I'll just be here for moral support.
You did predict to a certain degree that the bulk of the responsibility would fall on your shoulders.
But I will say she did more than I thought that she was going to do. Now, some of that because Perry ended up being home more and he was like, you are not doing this whole thing for her. Like you are not doing this whole thing for her. And he came in the first day when we had to paint all the walls white and basically told me that I had done everything wrong. I had prepared wrong. I hadn't bought enough paint. I had measured wrong. I didn't use the right drop cloth. And then this is the best part. He tells me this, 97% of any job well done is in the preparation. And then Caroline chimes in and she's like, that's right, Dad. Just like the way I have to study for tests and the way I have to like whatever. And he walked out of the room and I said, I need you to quit kissing up to him. I said, I see right through you. And she just grinned at me. She knew exactly what she was doing. And I was like,
You need to flip that switch to off. You need to get that in the off position.
That's exactly
sister.
Right.
We're not going to have that. Because who's in here? Who's going to do this stencil for you?
Yeah.
It's me. If you're going to kiss up, you direct
that's
that
exactly
in my direction.
Right. You need to be taking care of your mother right now. And so we painted the room white and then we stenciled the wall. But all in all, see, now I'm a week removed. So I'm like, it wasn't that bad. But when I finished, I was like, I will never paint another thing again as long as I live.
It's like childbirth. It's like writing a devotional book. It's like anything that feels like it's endless. Then you get to it and you're like, hey, I mean, sure, yeah, I'll do that again.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. But I will say Caroline loves it. Like when we finished, she was like, Mom, this is so much better than wallpaper. And I do have to say, it turned out because her wall has texture and she really did a good job of picking great shades of green paint. And so like between the texture and then the way you put the paint on, like it really does look good. And it really turned out much better than I expected. I had very low expectations.
Well, just based on pictures, it looks fantastic. I mean, it looks so good.
Yeah, it really did turn out well. So I don't know. And I had ordered, I linked it on the post, but this Dizzy Duck Designs, and they do these stencils and it was like a vinyl stencil. And so it was easy to work with, like in terms of like taping it and all of that. But yeah, it was a process, but we succeeded. So I felt very accomplished. But I mean, my arms were sore for like 3 days after.
No doubt.
It was something.
Good grief.
It was something. So, but she was sweet about it and she's thrilled with it. And so, and you know, and now for the rest, if you come to my house at any time, you just have to know I'm going to take you back to her room to show you, hey, look what we did. You.
I would be disappointed if you didn't. I would feel cheated if you didn't.
I know. Well, we hosted soccer team dinner over here Monday night and like all the girls just went out on the back patio. And I was like, well, not one of them saw her room. Like if it had been up to me, I'd have been like, girls, I need you to all come look at the room.
And we're walking, we're walking. What did you fix for team dinner?
I did the sliders. I did the French dip sliders, but I will tell you that once you make 120 of those, I never want to eat one again. Mm-hmm. They're dead to me right now. I mean, it wasn't awful, but I think doing it the Monday we'd come back from spring break and I was already in spring break mode. And then I also did mac and cheese. I was like, oh, this is why people just pick up Chipotle for team dinner. Like this is a lot of food mm-hmm. to cook. But the girls were real sweet mm-hmm. and it was fun, but it was just one of those where I'd spent the whole, it's like Perry said, I spent the whole afternoon in the kitchen. He said, it's like setting up for a 4th of July fireworks display. It's a whole lot of work and it's over in 10 minutes, you know, like.
That's right. And then mm-hmm, they just come in, yep. devour it.
And then they're gone. Demon. That's it. And you're like, well, wow, that was a lot. So anyway, so I had that. And so that's what's going on with us.
Hey y'all, it's me, all by myself in the middle of the podcast because I want to tell you about a couple of things. And the first thing I want to tell you about is something that Melanie and I love with our whole hearts, our whole undivided hearts, and that is FabFitFun. The spring FabFitFun box is available now and you want to sign up before they sell out. You do not want to miss this box, primarily because a FabFitFun box is like getting the best birthday present in the whole wide world 4 times a year. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full size, all the way full size, beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of $200. And you will find the most fun things inside. You might find skincare from Glam Glow or Kate Somerville or Dr. Brandt. You might find fashion items from Vince Camuto or Free People or Michael Stars. You might find beauty products from Tarte or Moroccan Oil or Zoya. The spring box, y'all, is so great. It has products like Show Me Your Moo Moo Robe, a Sip by Swell water bottle, Quay sunglasses, and then one of my favorite things that I have run across in a FabFitFun box lately, which is Dr. Brandt No More Baggage Eye Gel. It is a needed product in my life. So don't miss out. The FabFitFun boxes sell out fast. And fortunately, you can subscribe using our coupon code and get $10 off your first box. So here's what you do. You go to FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO, B-I-G-B-O-O, so you can save $10 off your first box, which will make it only $39.99. Again, that's FabFitFun.com and use the code BIGBOO for $10 off your first box. What a fun way to treat yourself and feel like it's your birthday 4 times a year. Here's the second thing I want to mention to y'all. Simple contacts. Listen, there are a million things demanding your time. Contact lenses should not be one of them. And Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. So if you're on your couch, you can reorder your contacts. If you're in an airport, you can reorder your contacts. If you're at your office, guess what? You can reorder your contacts. The doctor's office is now wherever you are. It's so simple, y'all. The Simple Contacts Vision Test is self-guided. It takes less than 5 minutes. It takes so much less time than if you have to make an appointment and get to the eye doctor, take time off, sit in the waiting room. This test is designed by ophthalmologists and a licensed doctor reviews every test. So you can skip the office visit, but not the care. The reviews for Simple Contacts speak for themselves. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars over 5,000 times on the App Store, and you can text with the support team and always get to speak with a person if you need some help. Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you don't have to shop around. and the vision test is only $20. Plus, the contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we have a special promotion for our listeners of the Big Boo Cast. Y'all, I did not understand how this could work, but sure enough, I stood right here in my office. I took a vision test. Somebody looked over that vision test. They confirmed my prescription and my contacts were on the way. Really is a time saver. So for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, all you have to do, you go to simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or use the promo code bigboo20 at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/bigboo20 or enter the promo code bigboo20 at checkout for $20 off your first Simple Contacts order. Now, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. We all need to be getting those, but this is a great way to make sure that your prescription is accurate and to renew your contact lens orders. I'm a fan. Alrighty, y'all. Here we go. Back to episode 135.
So what about y'all? You've had, listen, your baby turned 16.
He did. He turned 16. Now he does not have his license yet because we are insisting that he do driver's ed before he gets his license. So he'll do that right at the beginning of the summer. And that was really, we kind of came to that conclusion after doing some driving. It was really either that route or I was going to have to go away for a while David took over that duty. It just seemed better. And here's the other thing. I've talked to a couple of people about this recently. Here's the part that's so different than when we were growing up. Like when I was growing up, I knew every button on my mama's car and what it did.
Yeah.
Because you know what I did when I was in the car? I watched her drive. But now they don't watch us like that because they have their ding dang phones. So is that the big thing with tires, somebody pushes a button and it takes them to where they're going, but they don't pay attention to the ins and the outs and the all the things that we mash or, you know, like, so there's a little bit of a learning curve with this that I was not prepared for in terms of what do the buttons do? And so anyway, it just given all that, it seemed like a good idea. Let's do driver's ed. Get that done, and then he'll get his license early this summer. But he did turn 16 and just got celebrated within an inch of his life. And we did the trip to Starkville, and then on his actual birthday, there was something going on. I can't remember what it was, but on his actual birthday, it seems like we did Chewy's for supper, and then. And then this past weekend with our small group and really good friends, Ellen Ashby, we did a dinner with them. And so it's been fun. It's crazy that he's this old. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. It's like all of a sudden it feels like it's just really sped up.
I mean, it has just lightning speed. And so, but it was fun to celebrate. And, you know, I have never been a big birthday party person. That's just never been my gift. We had a few years, I feel like, where we just didn't do, we would maybe do a dinner or something, but just not any kind of birthday thing. So I'm trying to be better, realizing that there are only so many birthdays left when he is in our house. So I'm trying to be more mindful of doing some fun things and some memorable things. And so 16, how about it?
16. I know. We'll be there soon. We will be there soon.
We've been doing that. And then, I feel like since I finished the book, and I had very deliberately not committed to, speaking stuff much this first part of the year because I knew I was going to be finishing a book.
Yeah,
I have found myself with these nights and these weekends where it's just like, what do I want to watch on Netflix?
That sounds glorious.
It's glorious. Or, there's a basketball game on. I want to watch that. So I feel like for the last really the last probably 6 weeks, it has just been a little bit of an exhale after a very busy December. And
yes.
I don't know. It's been good. I love being home so much. I love being home so much. I love being home so much. So I love to get to go. Yeah. That's always fun too. And there's great stuff about going, but when I have kind of an extended period of time where like really the main thing I'm doing is just hanging out at home and driving some people, some places work.
Yeah.
Like I'm so happy. So
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
It's a different kind of pace that I enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I'm ready to. So my book is due next week. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I could probably have some leeway, but I'm like in my head, I'm like, I want it finished. Like I'm not sleeping at night. I can't, you know, like I can't really concentrate on anything else mm-hmm. because I'm thinking about that. It's made my social skills be really subpar because I feel like at the end of the day, I'm like, well, I've already said a lot of words. You know what I mean? So like, I am ready to be finished. So
I'll tell you something else that I've noticed has happened with me a few times when we've been with other people, with other grown-up people, is I feel like because I was in that finish the book, when I was in that mode, you know, really for the first little chunk of the year, I feel like I've almost been awkward.
For sure.
Like,
I mean, I'm not saying that I have noticed you have been awkward. I just know I'm so awkward right now.
So I have really like in a way that I have not done in a while. There have been a few times where I have left conversations and thought to myself, well, that was terrible. Like that.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed talking to me.
Yes.
Like, what did you even mean when you said that? But it's almost like you get in this zone where your words are coming out through your fingers. And when they have to come out through your mouth, it's not good. It's not good. It's not good.
Uh-uh.
Or if somebody asks you a question and you think, if I could just type the answer, I would be far funnier. Like I promise I would be so much funnier if I could just type this answer for you right now. But you forget almost how to be like a
normal person.
A pleasant normal person. In conversation. Yes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. And I don't know what that is, but it's like, I've noticed it because I still make myself like, Gully and I'll still talk on the phone like at least once a day, even because I'm like, we've got to check in. And I'm like, I've got to make myself have that social interaction, even if I don't want to, you know, or don't feel like it. But it'll be like, I'll notice, and then I'll start to feel tired. Like she'll be in the middle of something or we'll be talking about something and I'll be like, all right, well, I'll call you later. Like I'll just, and then I'm like, that was rude. Like, I feel like I've sent her so many texts where I'm like, I'm so sorry. Did I cut you off? But it's like, all of a sudden my brain is like, you're done. Goodbye. Like, and I'm just like, okay, goodbye. I'll see you later. And I'm like, I think maybe she was in the middle of a story. I feel terrible.
Yeah. But I'd reached my limit. You know, I went to this cabin in the western part of Georgia at a state park to finish the book. I was with a friend of mine who was also going away for the week. Have I told the story on the podcast? I was with a friend of mine who was also getting away for the weekend for different reasons. And so we rode together. We had two separate cabins, but we were both on the campground together. I was with my friend Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I tell you, I got in that cabin and I opened my laptop and I mean, buddy, I got after it for 2 days. Like I just got after it. And it is not like, that is not even hard for me. You know, like people, how is it hard to go and to be by yourself and like to only do that? No, that is, listen, that is heaven for me. Like that is delightful. So anyway,
the hard part is re-engaging back into normal society. That to me is like, I can hunker down, but like today, I mean, today was one of those days I looked up and I'm like, well, it's 1:30. I'm still in my pajamas. I haven't brushed my teeth. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything to my face. Like because I've just been like trying to get it done. And then I'm like, oh, I have to get up and I have to get some fresh air. And last week I really did. I think that's almost why stenciling the wall was good because it put me in a totally different brain space. Mm-hmm. Like I really let myself, I was like, it's spring break and Caroline and I had gone to Austin and spent the night and gone shopping. And I was like, I really want to be engaged. Like I want to be here. And I knew we were going to College Station. So I totally like, I read a book last week. We painted the wall last week and it was good for me to kind of come up for air, but now I'm back under.
Just to engage a little bit. Well, I saw earlier, I think, did you send me something earlier? Did you send me chapters earlier?
I did. Yeah. I sent you two chapters.
I cannot wait to read.
I know. met you two chapters earlier. So I'm at the tail end. Like I can see, you know how you get to that point where you're like, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, mm-hmm. you know, like, and for a long time, I felt like this book was just me writing. It was a long journey to nowhere, essentially. It was a long journey to somewhere I wasn't sure where I was going. Maybe that ought to be the title, A Long Journey to Nowhere. But it finally is starting to feel like where I write something, I'm like, oh, I think this becomes the first chapter. Yeah. And then, you know, this one becomes the next, you know, it's starting to make sense to me a little bit. So.
And it's going to come out when? I know it's 2020. Is it April?
April of 2020. I don't know that we have a specific date, just April of 2020.
And I'm because yours is what? I'm August of 2020.
2020 is going to be very busy.
Well, and Alex said when I told him the other day, I was like, hey, it's going to be out August of next year. And he was like, that's a long time away. Because I know he's thinking like, we just were with you this whole time when you wrote it. Can it not be over already? Yes. Can we wrap this one up? But
yeah,
August of 2020, it is. And for me, that will have been, it'll be a long time since I've had a book out.
So yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't seem that's like really- it, but I have found, and I think you would probably agree. I have found this particular stage of my life and I don't know that I have, no, I do think I've been surprised by it. I always thought that, and I know we've talked about how like emotionally it's more exhausting at this age. Where was it? It was physically exhausting when they were, but this, and maybe it's because I work with kids the same age that Alex is and all that, but I have found this particular stage of life to be so much more interesting. Like,
yeah,
there's so much more I want to do. And there's so much that competes with writing for me now. Whereas I think when he was younger, not like the writing was relief. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's not anymore. I still love it with my whole heart. But like, I don't, like I can get swayed real easily now by a whole bunch of different activities. So it's interesting. Yeah. Like I'm so much more, there's so much more that competes with it at this stage. And I did not expect that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just think you're in a different stage. And it's when they're younger, there's just not as much going on. But in even with Caroline now, like it's funny because even just going away for anything, whether it's a speaking thing or whatever, like, you know, when she was little, it was like, oh, this is a nice break. Mm-hmm. And now it's more like, I don't want to miss what's going on here, you know, and I like what's going on here. And I'm like, and I know that pendulum will swing again. And that's why, like, really in my mind, I've been like, once I finish this book, I'm like, this is really the last book to me I'll write. I will write and release while she's still in high school. Yeah. Like, I feel like after this, I'll be finished because, and that's kind of why I wanted to get it done because I'm like, 2021 will be her senior year, which is, and I just want to be fully here and involved in that. And I don't want to be distracted. So. Plus I've written everything that I have left to say. So that also helps too. I'm completely out of words and stories at this point. So.
That's a whole piece of it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, didn't I, cause I texted you the other day and I was like, hey, can you think of any stories I've ever told you that aren't in my book that you might think I'd like to read about that in a book? I mean, like, it's like, I'm asking everybody, I'm like, hey, you know any stories? Because the thing about it is, and Gully and I talked about this while we drove to College Station last week, it's not that life isn't happening now. It's that life that's happening now is by and large, a lot of stuff I can't write about. And
yes, ma'am.
I'll be able to write about it eventually, but I can't write about it now.
Right.
And so it really, it's an interesting, because like when I was writing Sparkly Green Earrings, which was all about Caroline, but she was, I mean, it ends when she's 8 years old. So all of that I could tell in real time and it didn't matter and she didn't care, but it's very different now. It's very different now. And I'm very much recognize how much I want to protect her privacy and just, you know, there's a lot of stuff you just can't write about in real time.
But the stories are so good.
They're so good. I mean,
the stories are so good.
Yeah. And I will be, I will tell you this, made me laugh the other day, just in parenting a teenager. So, you know, Caroline won't get her driver's license till August because she's young for her grade. But, you know, most of her friends at this point, like everybody's starting to get their license.
Right.
And we laugh because at our high school, the parking is really limited, especially because a lot of it's under construction right now. So like all the sophomores that are getting their license all have to park on like this one big wide narrow street or one big wide street that's part of the neighborhood. So like you essentially have to walk like almost she could walk to school almost as close as she could park to school and go to school at this point. So they all park there and you see them and they're all, and like now when I drive her to school down that street, you have to be really careful because I mean, you've got all manner of really dodgy drivers that pulling out and whipping in and, you know, the whole thing. Oh yeah, the whole thing. And so all of that's going on. But so she's kind of the last one. Well, one of her good friends just got her driver's license. And so it was like 2 weeks ago. It was like a Saturday night. And this little friend had just gotten her driver's license like the Monday before or something like that. And Caroline had asked if she could come over. Perry and I were going out with some friends. And Caroline was like, can she come over and hang out while y'all are gone? And I was like, sure, that's great or whatever. So we were about to leave. And I said, hey, do you want me to call and order y'all a pizza or whatever? And she's like, oh, no, I think we're going to go run up and grab something to eat and then just go drive around. And I was like, oh, I mean, it was one of those where I was like, I hadn't thought about this. Like, I was like, oh, okay. And so like Perry was still in the bathroom and I went in there and I was like, they want to go drive and get something to eat. I was like, what is that? Okay. Like, do we let her go? Do we? And he was like, I think we let her go. And he was like, it's normal. And I was like, okay. And he said, just tell them they have to stay in the neighborhood. And I was like, okay. So I went back in and I said, hey, I said, that's fine. Y'all can go do that. And I said, but let me know when you get home. And I said, you've got to stay in the neighborhood. And she looked at me and she goes, Mom, she made a 90 on her driver's test. It's fine.
Well, then
by all means.
Yes.
Put my precious child in your car. She made a 90. Let's not even be concerned about what she got 10 points off for. I'm sure it wasn't running over a small child or running a red light. I mean, it was
tennis.
Yeah, she made a 90. And I was like, okay. So,
my word.
That's it. Is it all sneaks up on you so fast where you're like, well, I hadn't thought about that. And now it's like the freedom. Cause then the other, like 2 nights ago, they went out and she was like, yeah, we are done watching the movie. And now we're just going to drive around to nowhere in particular. And I thought
which was the hallmark of my high school days.
Yes. We're just going to drive around to nowhere in particular. And I was like, okay. And I thought that pretty much sums up the teenage years. Where are you going? Nowhere in particular.
Oh gosh, I know. And that, listen, and it's going to be the bulk of her memories when it's all said and done, you know, so much of, of my high, so many of my high school memories are in the car, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And it is, and you weren't going anywhere. You were driving around to nowhere in particular, listening to music, talking.
Spy on somebody, see who was at somebody's house.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. So anyway, so I guess some things, even with smartphones, some things never change.
They don't. They never change. But golly, am I ever glad that there were no smartphones and no caller ID. I'm grateful for those two things for sure. Hey, do you have any new, over the course of these last few weeks, do you have any new skincare discoveries? Anything that you've tried and loved or anything?
This is what I had. I didn't make a note of this. Okay. So you sent me that link to your friend's blog.
Oh yeah, I sent you the link to my friend Jamie's blog, to Family Savvy. I sure did. Yes. And we'll put a link into that post. I sure did.
Yes. About the DIY, about the micro needling.
Yes, I did.
With the derm roller, and then how you immediately, you do your face in quadrants, and then you immediately apply the vitamin C serum while your skin is all punctured and ready to absorb it.
Yes.
And so you sent me that like maybe 10 o'clock one night, and I'm going to tell you that by 10 a.m. the next morning, I'd already done it.
Every once in a while I'll see something and I'll know like, oh, this falls under the category of things Melanie Schenkel will not be able to resist trying.
Oh, it, like, listen, I have never been so glad. So I had saved from my Rodan and Fields, my brief venture into Rodan and Fields. I had saved my derm roller. So I had that. I have vitamin C serum, of course.
Of course.
And so I pulled my hair back and I did the derm roller. I did it just like she showed on the video, and I put on my vitamin C. And I'm going to tell you that my face stung like the third ring of hell. It burned But you know what that tells me?
It's working.
It's working.
Mm-hmm. It's working.
It's totally working. Mm-hmm. The fact that I have to stand here and fan my face to try to cool it down clearly means that that vitamin C is like seeped into my pores and I'm getting younger. I'm like Benjamin Button. I'm getting younger.
Well, what I love though is Jamie does it. She doesn't look like it bothers her at all. Like it's just like, and she's rolling and then she puts the vitamin C on and she just keeps going. And you know, it's painful. Like, you know, it hurts.
It's so she said she does it about once every 2 weeks. Uh-huh. So I did it again. So all that to say, I did it. My face burned. Mm-hmm. The next morning though, I woke up and I thought, my skin looks better. Like, okay. I think it was an immediate difference. It looked plumper. It looked glowy. It looked mm-hmm. brighter. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing. I was like, this works. So yesterday was pretty much the 2 week mark. And so yesterday morning I was like, I'm going to do it again. And so I did the same process and I started putting on the vitamin C and I was like, huh, it doesn't sting as much this time. Oh no. I had just forgotten that it takes about 2 or 3 minutes to feel the sting. And then sure enough, there it was, burning. Like, I can't even tell you, but I woke up again this morning and I was like, my skin looks better. It does. Okay. Like, it, something about getting that, it really helps it absorb that vitamin C. And you know, they say vitamin C is really the game changer for your skin.
I believe it. It's my favorite, mm-hmm. favorite thing. Now, when you had done that before, when you did the microneedling before, had you put any kind of oil on, or you just did it and then moisturized?
I think I just did it. I can't remember, because it was part of like the, you know, Rodan and Fields, like one of the, like all their skincare regimens have approximately 75 steps.
Sure.
And so I can't remember at what point you did it. And I think that they had you derm rolling every night, but I think you would just derm roll and then put on moisturizer, if I remember. It wasn't vitamin C.
But would you derm roll like across your whole forehead and across the whole?
Yeah.
The whole,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You did it. You did the whole thing, but I think that you just put on moisturizer. But I feel like putting on the vitamin C after is the game changer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and Jamie said that's what her dermatologist had said to do, right? Didn't she say that?
Yeah.
That was-
yeah. It was dermatologist mm-hmm. recommended. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. And then I'm just using my vitamin C that I got from The Ordinary, and that seems to be working fine. So, I mean, I'm sure there are better and pricier vitamin C's out there, but this one seems to be doing the trick. So,
and by the way, this is not Jamie Golden. This is another friend of mine named Jamie, who
different.
This is another Jamie from Birmingham. She does makeup videos, and I don't know. It's just it's fun to read and to watch. So,
yeah. So kudos to you for sending that to me.
You're welcome.
You do know me and I like it and I will continue to do that. And then I wait. And then after about, you know, an hour or whatever, then I follow it up and I put the Nivea from Germany mm-hmm. on my skin, which I'm still using twice a day. And I love, love, love that Nivea. That to me is like, I'm real happy with my skincare regimen right now.
Are you using rosehip oil at all?
I am. So I'm using rosehip oil in the mornings when I first wake up.
Okay. It makes me so happy.
I will never quit my rosehip oil.
It makes me so happy. The detailed nature of the process
mm-hmm.
makes me happy. The consistency of the process makes me happy. The whole thing is delightful to me. Okay, so you do your rosehip oil in the morning.
So I do my rosehip oil in the morning, and then sometimes I'll do it at night right after I get out of the shower, and then I'll do the Nivea right before I go to bed.
Okay.
So I kind of like to put that Nivea on, because then I feel like that moisture really has like all night to kind of like penetrate in. And mm-hmm. so, but the rosehip oil is nice right after I get out of the shower, but I don't want that. Nivea is a little bit heavy. So it's like, I don't want that on early. So I do the rosehip oil and all that. And then I've been using like 3 nights a week. I've been using Beauty Counter's overnight resurfacing peel, which I also am really liking. Yeah.
I really like that
a lot. Yeah. And so I've been using that, which I think that's a reorder for me. So I feel like overall I'm real happy. I did laugh. Perry and I, when we were at this party the other night, one of the women there, she was like, I said something about being 47 and she said, your skin looks amazing. She was like, what do you do? She said, like, do you get Botox and stuff? Like, your skin looks really good. And Perry goes, you wouldn't even believe how many products we have in our bathroom. And I was like, well, I don't need you to sell me out. I mean, maybe you could just say she's just a natural beauty. I'm so blessed. But that's not what he said. He goes, you wouldn't even believe what we have in our bathroom. And I was like, that is kind of true. I use a large number of products.
Well, whatever it takes, you know, you hold on to everything you got and whatever it takes.
I tell him all the time, he didn't want to be married to some old hag. So I'm just doing my part.
Golly. Oh, man. It's fantastic.
I know, but I did get him the other night. We were somewhere and he was talking about somebody and he was like, oh, that's somebody that I went to high school with. And he's like, do you think I have to, he said, do I need to go over there and say hi? And I said, when was the last time you saw him? And he goes, in high school. I said, they aren't going to recognize you. I said, they're looking for somebody that looks like you when you were 18. I said, you're almost 50. You're all gray. They're not going to know who you are. Like, and he was like, thanks. But I thought, well, it's just the reality.
Did he go speak to him?
No, he didn't. Well, because he said, what would you do? And then he started laughing. He goes, oh, I know what you would do. I said, yes, who are you talking to? I said, I'll turn around in the grocery aisle to not say hi to somebody I've known for 20 years. Social avoidance is an art form for me.
So I'm very busy on my telephone. Oh, what is this information that has come in on my telephone? Ooh, what is this urgent request? I must tend to it immediately.
Oh, oops, I better back up. I forgot something on aisle 7.
So, golly.
I know. Of course, I'm acting like I still even go to, I don't even hardly go to the grocery store anymore because it's shipped. So
we're at the mercy of practice schedules and games and all that right now. Yeah. And so this is just a time in my life where there's not going to be a lot of menu planning, you know?
No. Well, and it's like Gully and I were talking this morning because we laughed because we both had made tacos last night. And I said, here's the thing. I said, tacos feels like such a cheap meal to me because it's just super easy to throw together and it takes no time or effort. And I said, but they're as happy with that as something I spend 3 hours on. So what's my incentive to spend a lot of time when
that is
I can?
The truth. You know what I did one night last week? I came back from Shortville and I for a couple of days, I didn't feel great. I kind of felt like I picked up some kind of stomach yang, you know, or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, it was like Thursday night or Wednesday night. And I wasn't super hungry, but I wanted something. Anyway, I baked potatoes and I made some ground beef like you do for the sliders, you know, with the better than bouillon. And I just put it out. I put out the potatoes, some butter, some sour cream, some shredded cheese, and that ground beef. And they thought that was delicious.
See, that is right up my alley. That sounds delicious. One more thing I'll throw out before we go. I feel like I've been seeing it everywhere, but I just want to concur. So the book that I downloaded and read over the break was Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that several places.
Yes. Well, it's Reese Witherspoon's book. Jamie Golden gave it a green light. Aaron Moon likes it.
Yes.
So I feel like it's everywhere, but I do have to say it's really good. Like I was so happy that I read it and it's
good.
You know how I love that whole 70s like rock thing anyway.
Yes.
And it's all like based on a fictional 70s rock band that sounds a lot like Fleetwood Mac to me, but I thought it was so good. So just a little book recommendation.
Okay. Well, I'm going to file that away for spring break as an option.
Yeah, it'd be a good one. So, all right. Well, y'all have fun at your baseball game.
Thanks. Go Bulldogs. Or I guess Stanford's the Bulldogs too. So don't go those Bulldogs. Just go the Mississippi State
Bulldogs. Just the other one.
Yeah.
Just the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Just the Hill State Bulldogs. But we will, we're going to try to get back on track. Just may take us a little bit. And we have not forgotten about the Patreon stuff either.
No.
Again. Just remember who you're dealing with here. I mean, that's really all I know to say.
It's a very professional offer.
Set your expectations and then just lower them just a little bit and we'll be good. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. We'll talk to y'all later.